Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, July 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The new government in Sudan has believers daring to hope. Church resources are stretched thin in Zimbabwe's cleanup, and elections in Albania may impact an adoption ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Sudan, where 3 decades of civil war claimed over 2 million lives in southern Sudan and created 4 million refugees. But the peace accord has many believers hoping for a new future. Former rebel leader Dr. John Garang was just sworn in as the country's vice president. Garang is a professing Christian, much to the delight of many other believers. Persecution Project's Matt Chansey.
Garang will now rule over southern Sudan as a type of one country, two systems arrangement, sort of like Hong Kong and China. The South will not be under Sharia law.
Chansey says the Sudanese are having to rebuild their civilization from the ground up after nearly 2 generations of fighting. It's a pivotal time for outreach.
Christians in America have a great opportunity now in southern Sudan. If we can get in there now and really help our brothers and sisters rebuild their communities, we can establish an important Christian beachhead in the Muslim world.
Elsewhere, Zimbabwe continues to endure one of the country's worst humanitarian situations since it won independence. In an effort to secure an international aid loan, President Robert Mugabe launched a brutal cleanup effort. Pastor Alphys is a Bible Pathway ministry partner. He tells us what's happening in the region.
The government has been demolishing people's houses, what they call illegal structures, and people's stores, and this has displaced, you know, close to 1.5 million people. And that also creates a humanitarian disaster. This is right in the middle of our winter.
Alpha says the people have reached a breaking point. He asks prayer for peace.
The church has been involved, actively involved in taking care of the needy, you know, the displaced, the widows and the orphans. And in the last 2 months, the numbers have just swollen. When people are hungry, they are really open to the gospel. And we don't bring the help saying it is our help. We say the Lord has enabled us to help you.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Strategic World Impact reports that authorities in Eritrea have not relented in their crackdown on evangelical Christians. 3 months ago, a professor was released from prison with warnings not to continue his Christian activities. He was rearrested last week. Also, 2 believers were recently arrested for their faith and evangelistic activities. One was released, but the other is still being held in a shipping container. And 18 university students were arrested after having a Bible study in their dormitory. Pray for the more than 900 Eritrean Christians being held for their faith. Next, God is working through short-term missions in amazing ways. A team from radio station Way FM, a ministry of Cornerstone University, served in Guatemala with Buckner Orphan Care. The trip transformed each participant, and many are now contemplating major life changes toward ministry. Way FM station manager Rich Anderson.
I think everybody should go on a short-term missions trip. I think it will change your worldview. You'll realize that our God is much bigger than just this American God that we kind of put God in a box.
The team is still outside that box, raising funds for a well for a boys' orphanage they visited. It's part of the life change evoked by short-term missions, says Anderson.
God's word says we're supposed to take care of widows and orphans. And these are orphans. And, you know, it's only 60 boys. And in the greater scheme of things, there are whole villages in Africa that have no running water. But this is 60 boys that we got to know that their lives would definitely be better if they had running water.
Go to our website to help. And finally, disputes over the results of parliamentary elections held earlier this month are plaguing Albania. Preliminary results show a change of leadership from the Socialists to the Democratic Party, and Bethany Christian Services is concerned because those in power impact referrals of children for adoption. Bethany's worked in Albania for 14 years, helping children find adoptive families who can share the hope of Christ with them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service at Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.